T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He was socially awkward, but it was a confidence thing. He didn't have the self-esteem.
Yeah.
Even though he was so great at everything, he just wanted to be part of the guys. He wanted to be one of the guys. That's why that 30 for 30, if you haven't watched it, was very enlightening. Where the guys who he was playing poker with, it was like, he just wanted to be one of the guys.
Yes.
And he just smoked with us. He played cards. And he was great.
He said he had imposter syndrome in the locker room a lot because guys would be talking about certain things, guns and music, and he wasn't into the things that they were into. And so he felt like an odd man out at many times. And you wonder why the guy's got tremendous anxiety and a lot of things that are going on. It's just, I find him to be really fascinating.
I love Ricky.
And I would love to get him on as a guest.
And to see him, you hear that, Lovin'? You hear that? Are you listening?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just throwing that
out there.
Get
a big studio.
You know?
We'll get Premier Limos to help us out.
What's up, Steve? Maybe we get Burner and Cookies, because I know he's like in on the weed thing right now. Right. We can maybe try to work something out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Nah, Ricky Williams was very fascinating. When he retired and then came back, and he still played at a high level, he still rushed for over 1,100 yards as a 32-year-old running back.
What did Ditka trade up, like, everything in the draft for him?
So that was his thing. He goes, I knew that I was going to be criticized. Because
he was never
going
to live to that. You'll never live up to that.
He said, look, I will earn every dollar. I want it to be completely incentive-based in terms of the cost. He said this, Ricky.
Right.
And he goes, I thought people were going to be like, wow, you really want to earn it the right way. Instead, they're like, you're a moron.
He was also good in the Master P documentary on BET. He was like, everybody wanted that tank around their neck.
So sick.
He was sick. But by the way, New Orleans, we all forget because they were in the old NFC. Yeah, they were in the old NFC West. We saw Ricky Williams twice a year.
Mm-hmm. For a short period of time.
Ricky was sick.
Oh.
Like, those first 3 years with New Orleans, think about this, the second year.
Yeah, people
acted like
he was a bust.
1,000 yards, 44 catches, 409 yards. Next year, 60 catches, 511, 1,245, 6 touchdowns on the ground.
Wow.
He's pretty damn good with New Orleans. I wonder if he lived up to some of those incentives. They were ridiculous incentives.
Oh, they were crazy.
But it is what it is.
But I just, as we talk about money and this guy and that guy and what they're looking for, the thing that he says that most guys miss the mark on completely is quality of life.
Yeah.
No doubt. Then they're miserable. And then they're stuck in a contract or they're stuck in a situation that they never wanted to be in. And everyone says the same thing. Oh, boo-hoo, pay me $100 million. Like, that doesn't mean that you're not happy. Pablo Sandoval, was he happy in Boston?
No, not at all.
He's miserable.
Not at all.
He was miserable.
He wanted to be here.
Exactly.
He never wanted to leave, but he saw Hunter Pence get his money. And he was like, well, what about me? I'm out here balling. Just pay me. I'll play here. Pay me.
I think about when Durant came, I always think about Harrison Barnes' perspective and Andrew Bogut's perspective. Like, I guarantee Andrew Bogut wanted to stay.
Oh, he deleted everything off his Twitter. Let me read the league. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMC, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and favorite 95.7 The Game for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. It was about maybe 15, 20 minutes before Kevin Durant came out with that article, and Shams tweeted, Kevin Durant will be playing basketball for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on here?
Crazy.
I went crazy. But I remember following Twitter.
Yeah.
Because everybody started retweeting Kevin Durant's old tweets.
Yes.
And then Jerry West. And I remember I was working with old Marty Lurie back in the day.
Put the rings on the table.
It was so huge. That Saturday, Marty Lurie goes, Monte, what do you think about Kevin Durant?
Did you go in? It's the mosaic of basketball, Marty.
I wanted to so bad. I should have. Man, in hindsight, damn it. I need you around me, Shasky, back then. But listen, I remember Marty asked me. I said, you know, Marty, when Jerry West makes a phone call, he usually seals the deal.
Yes.
And the fact that Jerry West got on the phone with Kevin Durant makes me feel really good.
The Hamptons 5.
And then, OKC was like, they're going to have a second meeting with Kevin Durant. I'm thinking to myself, why does Oklahoma City need a second meeting with Kevin Durant? He knows that franchise inside and out.
It was to say goodbye.
It was to say goodbye. And so Andrew Bogut like scrubbed his Twitter account maybe 15, 20 minutes before Kevin Durant announced it. And said nothing about the Warriors or anything. And I was like, uh-oh, something's going down. But Harrison Barnes, you know he has to feel some type of way.
Well, I felt like psychologically it took a couple years for him to get over it. But again, I'm just going off of production.
Yeah, but he got his money. I mean, the same time, Harrison Barnes said no to the 64 million, which is smart on him because he got another 30 with the Dallas Mavericks. But you already know he feels some type of way because it's like, Draymond Green, I was in the same draft class with you. You're calling Kevin Durant. Draymond Green discussed that, obviously. With the whole wedding situation. So it did destroy, like, Bogut wanted to be here so bad. And look, he did come back.
He did. He loves doing podcasts about the Warriors.
No doubt. He loves the Dubs.
It's very interesting. Like, we're going through a decision right now with Draymond Green, where I think Draymond Green is sitting here. I really do. Like, if you're from Draymond's perspective, and I'm not trying to speak for him or think for him. I'm saying what I would be doing if I was Draymond. I'm going, all right, do I stay here? Do I like it here? Do I like the people I'm working with every single day? Do they like me? You know, is this the place? Is this final contract about continuing my legacy? Is it about securing some financial stability? Is it about living somewhere else?
Right.
Is it about raising a family somewhere else?
I don't know what it is with Draymond Green, but Lamar Jackson, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The way he's covered over the years.
It's not.
Now here, we never give him the benefit of the doubt.
No.
So take Tom Brady, and we know Tom Brady's an all-time great. But people that last year in New England, he did not look good. But a lot of people point to the weaponry that he had. He didn't really have any way. He was throwing to Kimbrell Tompkins.
He had no one.
You know what I'm saying? He had no one, right?
Yeah,
Lamar Jackson, look at the totality of his career. Hollywood Brown was his number one wide receiver. And Hollywood Brown is a number three receiver to me. All right? Mark Andrews, very good tight end.
He's a very good tight end.
But that's it.
He's a very good tight end.
He's had a lot of running backs get hurt.
Yes.
Whether it's Ronald Jones or Gus Edwards or J.K. Dobbins. From Ohio State, who looked. Again, the FS ball, I was like, wow, who is this guy? This is Emmitt Smith 2.0. Holy crap. I watch this guy. He twisted his ankle in that game, but he tore his Achilles. And we still never give him the benefit of the doubt, even though he goes to Tennessee and wins a game. Mm-hmm. Even though he's a drive away from tying the Buffalo Bills, and he throws the interception under great sky, disguised by Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott. The way we discuss Lamar Jackson is totally different than anybody else in that league.
Well, and we watched Greg Roman as an offensive coordinator. And I think Greg Roman, in terms of the run game design, is brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
I think he's not very good in the passing game.
Yeah, I think he's limited.
And I think it's proven when you look at Kaepernick and Lamar, they couldn't take the necessary steps forward. I would say it's a two-edged thing here.
Right.
Like, Lamar has gotten better as a passer. That's something I think people do not recognize.
And he throws a hell of a deep ball.
But
His deep ball accuracy is good.
But their weapons, when you have a guy on a suppressed rookie contract, you're supposed to add the weapons, allow them to leave.
And they didn't.
You let Judon leave on defense. You let a lot of guys leave, right? Yeah. You didn't add any weapons. And then simultaneously, I don't think Greg Roman's the kind of person that I want transitioning Lamar Jackson as he does start to run a little less and throw a little more. I don't know if he's the guy, and that's why they got rid of him, but I don't know if he's the guy who can get it done.
I really wish Miami had some cap space.
I do too. I would love draft capital to see him with them.
Oh, my gosh. In those all-white Dolphin uniforms, throwing to Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle.
But the Washington football franchise, what are you doing at quarterback?
Well, I think Baltimore doesn't.
What are you doing?
Yeah, but I think Baltimore doesn't want to do it.
But the fact that you're not even in?
Have you been to Baltimore or D.C.?
They're very close to each other.
It's like Oakland, San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It takes you about 40 minutes to get to D.C. It's really.
They've been fighting over TV deals in baseball for years.
What is it, Masson out there, M-A-S-N?
The Orioles feel like the Nationals stole all of their business.
They did. They stole a lot of their business. And you split that up because everybody was an Orioles fan. Mm-hmm. And now you got the D.C. and you got the Nationals. You can't trade. Baltimore Ravens will never be able to live that down, trading Lamar Jackson to that franchise.
Well, to me, he is the Ravens right now.
Right.
Like, if I was talking about, face of that franchise, he is, as we sit here talking about the Giants last night on our group thread, they don't really have a face. Like, what are they? They're like a spreadsheet, right? Like, I don't even know what they are. When I think of the Ravens, it used to be Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, and now it is Lamar Jackson.
Right.
He is the ethos of that tough, blue-collar town.
Yep.
He's a blue-collar type of a player.
They love Lamar.
I know, and he's perfect. I think he fits.
They love Lamar. So, and then all of a sudden, Tyler Huntley's playing some games. Well, Tyler Huntley made the Pro Bowl.
He was terrible in college.
Tyler Huntley's not. If you roll with Tyler Huntley, you're going to be at 8-19.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. What's coming up on a game sponsored by Fremont Bank, Full Service Baking, no compromises. We're going to get some basketball, Warriors and Sixers, plus shameless shoutouts. 7:45. It's a good day to shout somebody out, man.
You know what tomorrow is?
What's tomorrow?
Bruce Mahoney. I've got information. S-I-S-H. I'll be out there.
Oh, you're going?
I'm going. Yeah. I might be on the field doing some fun stuff with some intros.
Look at Joe Shasky getting in.
Cross promotion.
Is Reardon going to be happy with this?
Well, Reardon lost 15-0 to St. Ignatius the other day. Not good.
You're a Crusader, dude. I think the Crusader is going to be happy about this.
A lot of allegiances all across the board. I've got a niece at SI currently. I got a lot of kids I coached at SI.
Shasky. Crusaders are happy about this.
I think
this.
JP Money's going to come out with me. Protect me a little.
I don't know how I feel about that.
And the San Francisco Baseball Academy is going to be out there. Michael and the boys.
You're sweet. Two-Face. How dare you do that to Crusaders?
What's Two-Face's real name?
Harvey Dent. I believe.
All right, that's what's coming up on a game sponsored by Fremont Bank, Full Service Bank. No compromises.
Come on, man. You got Larry June in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast. And we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me.
Larry June. Download the Odyssey app, 95.7 The Game. Thousands of other stations and millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. Sports talk, music, news, podcasts, all available completely free. Don't forget Tom McInnes, the Sixers radio play-by-play voice. I believe he's a one-man band as well. I don't think he has a color analyst. Like Tip Roy used to go solo on the radio's broadcast. Tom McInnes, I believe he's solo dolo on that Sixers broadcast. He's really, really good. Shout out to Sean Singer, a.k.a. the Philly Zoo. He's always listen to him in the house. Ah, Tom McInnes, you got to listen to him. He's the best. All right, calm down. But he is really good. He's going to join us at 8:30. Laura Britt, 9:20, to get into some baseball and other things. We miss Laura Britt. She's going to come on the roast at 9:20 here on the Frisco Friday.
I know you had some college basketball thoughts. I was watching the Giants, which, yeah, I know, 10-0.
You watched Giants over March Madness?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's Steve Scafani's last start before, regular season.
And I see the score's 10-0.
Yeah.
Oh, he stinks.
Yeah. What's crazy is, like, people are citing all of his spring training stats to me, and I'm like, guys, you do realize, A, there's split squad games where those stats don't count, and then, B, he also faced Team USA. I'm going off the eyeball here. I'm telling you right now. Dude, the guy is so iffy. He's just so iffy. This is a guy you gave a 3-year deal to, and people like, we had Kontos on. I respect Kontos' opinion, but we differ on this one. I don't see it with DeSclafani. I just don't. This is a guy that you paid to be a number two or number three in your rotation. He is not that.
No, you missed out on some great basketball.
I know.
This Noel kid from Kansas State, he's only 5'8". I don't think he's going to have a long NBA career. Who knows?
Kobe!
He dropped 19 assists yesterday at the Garden.
I saw the one where he's arguing with the ref and then, or the
arguing with his coach today through the alley.
That was sick.
I mean, he's throwing some bounce passes from the. This guy was legit. And Michigan State, man, Tom Izzo's team always shows up in March. Excellent basketball game. Went the overtime. K-State survives and goes to the Elite Eight. Great game in New York City. He's a New York City point guard as well. The leader of that team. So watching him, I watched that entire game. I was like, wow, this is a good, really good college basketball game. And then you get Florida Atlantic beating Tennessee and upsetting them. Florida Atlantic is like these scrappy little guards shooting threes, hustling all over the place. And Tennessee's big, long, athletic, physical. And they out-toughed them. That was pretty cool. And then you get UCLA Gonzaga last night. Gonzaga down 13 at the half. They come all the way back. They're up 10 with about 2 minutes left, maybe a minute and a half. UCLA comes back and takes the lead. And then Gonzaga hits a three from the logo with 7 seconds left. Fantastic day at college basketball. And we're not gonna get Eric Musselman taken off his shirt anymore because they got blown out by UConn. So that's three games.
The Musselman,
the Mus Bus is what they call it. They caught a flat tire last night in Vegas. They got blown out.
Mus Bus.
And then the Mus Bus, they call it the Mus Bus.
I like Musselman, but man, Mus Bus. That's good.
I mean, the Gonzaga game was crazy, and you think about the tournament games they've had. Remember Adam Morrison crying at Oracle Arena?
Of course.
Against UCLA.
Ravi Owen him?
Yeah.
That was at Oracle.
That was at Oracle,
that's
yeah.
That's wild.
Darren Collison.
Crying before the game was over.
Right. Done. Because they blew like a 20-point lead in that game. They
I watched
rolling.
Them lose to USF at USF that year.
Yeah.
And me and my buddy Seamus, and let's just put it, someone walked away with a USF basketball because everyone stormed the court and someone yeah. took one of the chairs.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah. Seamus, basically. He basically threw his name out there. It was Seamus.
No, it was not him.
Okay. Can't back that one. Seamus, send us a picture of your USF chair that you got in your basement right now. And then, of course, Jalen Suggs when he hit the half court shot in overtime. Sucks. That was one of the most... That was the craziest game I've seen ever in March Madness. That was
and they jumped up on the...
I mean, he had the block shot. Remember the bounce pass he threw from full court? I was like, oh my God, this guy's balling. I woke up baby chest and I got yelled at.
Who was the other point guard on that team that plays for the Pacers now?
Oh, Nembhard.
There you go, Nembhard.
His younger brother...
Nembhard's really good.
You know his younger brother plays for Creighton.
No, I didn't.
They're playing...
See, I don't follow college basketball.
I don't either. I just started watching it. I used to love college basketball. In and out, watching. You know, that's what was so cool about watching Iverson and Ray Allen and Rasheed Wallace and Stackhouse.
Victor
Page.
These
guys grow. Victor Page, there you go. Next to Allen Iverson at Georgetown. The two guard. He was supposed to be good. Watching those guys grow. So March Madness still does something to me. When it's on and you hear that jingle and you hear Jim Nantz, and by the way, rest in peace to Billy Packer. He just passed away, I think like a month ago. Mm. Billy Packer, the longtime color analyst for March Madness. I get nostalgic. I get in my feelings and seeing the venues and the crowds and the pageantry. I love that stuff. I'm a sucker for it. So Nimhart's little brother plays for Creighton. They lit up Baylor in the second round. I mean, this guy's good. He might be better than his older brother. This guy's got a three-point shot, quick first step, gets to the basket. They play Princeton tonight. Love me to see them all decked out in the Miami gear because they play Houston.
Oh.
Kelvin Sampson and the Houston Cougars.
And then the women's team plays Villanova today. So
there you go.
Wow. Big day for Sam. Big day for Sam.
Big day for Sam Lovman. So I like, you know, March Madness has been good. It really did. I do tear up UC Steve for one shining moment.
Do you?
I do.
You tear up?
Oh, I love one shining moment.
Is it a real tear?
Just kind of, I hold it in. Like,
a thug tear?
Not even a thug tear. I hold it in, man. College basketball, man. March Madness is legit. Bracket style. We love tournament style play. Single elimination. And then you get these upsets and you get the crowd. What's so great is when you get a lower seed, right? And they're a 10 seed, you're playing a 2, and it's in the second half. It's 15 minutes left, and that 10 seed starts making a run, and the entire arena starts rooting for that 10 seed no matter what. And then the top seed is like, oh my gosh, we're rattled. And you start seeing missed shots, free throws, throwing the ball out of bounds on the press. I mean, March Madness is cool. It was a good night last night.
Drew,
I enjoyed it.
Drew Timmy, future Warrior?
I like Drew Timmy, man. I don't know about his NBA prospects, but I respect this gangster.
The mustache.
Second round pick, probably, so right?
Maybe see, late but first. See, you just said
so bad.
How you don't like ripping young kids, right?
Yeah, but the facial hair is bad. I can tell a kid, like, that facial hair is bad.
How you going to rip a kid for us? He's in college.
He's like 30.
Living his life.
He's 22, but he looks like
he's 22 45. Years old.
He looks older than me.
In college. He's 22 living his life as the man
in
Gonzaga.
And the Fu looks bad. Look, when your 16-year-old comes and they've got a, you know, caterpillar on their lip, you know it looks bad. You can tell them that. It's okay.
And no, it looks bad, but don't crush the guy. 36 points last night, 16-24, 13 rebounds, 4 assists. He loves.
He looks like an extra in a biker movie.
He does, but he's a baller. And 510 Xfinity Mobile text line, Timmy all headband team, Zucci man, you damn right he is.
Current all headband team, yes.
All headband team,
I do associate
current.
Him with horrible mustache, goatee, whatever that thing's called, the Fu Manchu with the headband, absolutely.
Right. Nah, Timmy, you got to put some respect on him. He's a kid having fun in college, and you know what? They're going to play UConn for a trip to the Final Four. They're playing in Las Vegas. How cool is that? Vegas, Elite Eight. You don't think Vegas is ready for that? It's a big event.
Tom Brady in Vegas now.
Part over Vegas Garoppolo might be courtside.
Jimmy G might be courtside.
The red carpet has been rolled out in Vegas.
Oh, they're buying jerseys.
I'm a little worried about Jimmy in Vegas.
Shout out to my guy, Caden, who just bought a Garoppolo jersey in silver and black.
Really?
A Black Raider Garoppolo jersey. He's ready to roll. Raider fans all over Jimmy G. If Jimmy G... Oh, man. Oh, Jimmy G's not going away. I'd say that right now. He's not going away, folks.
Do you really think Josh McDaniels and Jimmy G is going to have some, like, 17-game fruitful season? I just can't see it.
They've got weapons.
Okay.
O.J. Howard.
Austin Hooper.
He's the fourth best quarterback in that division, right?
Doesn't matter. They got Josh Jacobs.
Russell Wilson was really bad last year.
They got Sean Payton now.
Are we sure he's not better than Justin Herbert?
Jimmy G?
We sure?
Speak it, Bontel.
I'm sure.
Speak it.
Justin Herbert, you guys overrated him.
No.
You guys overrated him. Who would you rather have, Josh Allen or Justin Herbert?
We don't just forget Mahomes. Jimmy G over Herbert right now.
Hey, man.
To win a game.
Hey, man, the Raiders may have more success than the Chargers. I'll take the Raiders over the Chargers. How about that? Which means Jimmy G is
going to get the one up. The last 2 years.
What happened in the playoffs?
They had one of the worst collapses ever, but like they did win double-digit games.
How many times they've been in the playoffs with Justin Herbert? Once, right?
Yeah, once. Last year they lost to the Raiders in the play-in, quote-unquote, scenario.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But like, to say that Jimmy, like no one's taking Jimmy. No one is, other than Jimmy G's parents.
I'm buying stock in the Raiders, baby. Commitment to excellence.
Just win Bonte.
Just win.
Just win Bonte.
Just win Jimmy Jesus.
That is why you are on the pregame show 5-6.
Hey, just win Jimmy Jesus.
Crossover.
Just win Jimmy Jesus, baby. Doesn't matter. Vegas? Hey, you heard the way he talked at that.
Didn't you take Herbert in the playoffs?
Unfortunately.
For our quarterback playoff tier?
No wonder. Which is sickening. Mm. And I said it right on the front end. Why did I do that when he screwed me in fantasy football? Screwed me. I'll never forget that. He'll never be a Waller Street hustler ever again. Ever again. But no, the Raiders, man, Jimmy G. Oh, no. He was talking about Shanahan, how he didn't let him cook. Said McDaniels is going to let him cook. Will Curry cook tonight? I'm going to play this for you. Bomani Jones on his podcast, The Right Time, and The Game Theory on HBO, had this to say about Stephen Curry. Listen to this.
It said somebody else said this, but it was a good point. No, it was Tim Legler who said this. I'm sorry. He's like, Mike was always in attack mode. Like, you know that that LeBron, you know, I'm going to get everybody involved. You know, we might do this. No, Mike was always coming at you. But them dudes, you see it in their eyes when they're in ISO on Mike. Keep in mind, that's the ISO era of basketball, where if you were guarding Michael Jordan, you were by yourself. You were the only person who really could do anything about this. Nah, man. He was outright terrified. And I bring this up not to talk about LeBron, but is Steph Curry honestly the closest to that at this point? Because, like, if you are guarding Steph, what can you do?
Besides call for help.
What, and help only go up so far because everybody is so spread out all over the place. Like,
Stephen Curry, most feared player since Michael Jordan. Those are strong words.
I mean, like, we're talking about feared offensively, correct? In feared the half court? Like we need to drill this down a little.
No, I don't think we do.
You just think most feared overall?
When he steps on the floor, you're like, God damn.
Yeah, I think he's in the mix. I mean, people would throw Kobe in there because of Kobe's status and his accomplishments and everything that he's done. And there's no doubt about it that he's in there. I would put Giannis in that same category. Although,
do people fear Giannis?
I mean, when he's coming downhill, I fear him.
The way other opponents talk about Giannis.
Back-to-back MVPs.
I don't know if they fear Giannis. They may respect Giannis. Do they fear him? I don't know.
Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant
I'm
may be
I'm just trying
up
to
there.
Make the argument outside of Steph. Because I know Steph's an easy one to make in this market.
I hear you. But you don't have to do that.
I'm thinking I want to think like that.
Here's where my mind goes when I hear that soundbite. When I hear that soundbite, I say, wow. No LeBron James, 6'8", 250, 260.
And when he's coming downhill, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's layers to this.
Because I was listening to Mario Chalmers. And say what you want about him.
Mario Chalmers knows hoop.
He knows basketball.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, nobody really feared LeBron James. We don't fear LeBron James on the basketball court.
Well, I think...
And I find that surprising.
Well, because I think there's an image... And I think it's an unfair image of him passing out of the post with J.J. Barea on defense.
Or him missing the entire rim with J.J. Barea, and he's posting him up. I mean, the fact that they don't. Like, Shaquille O'Neal's a good one, 415 certified G. I don't know, man. That's crazy, because Curry does come on that floor. The way he took over game 4 in those NBA finals, and the way he starts cooking... And we've seen it over and over and over again where he has those third quarter flurries and you see a team just go back to the bench exasperated. You can't do anything about it.
Here's what I would say. If we're going to define fear as in while you're on the court, in the half court in offense, whether you have or don't have the ball, yes, he is the most feared. Once you have the ball, I think you could probably throw five or six guys into the mix and have a good argument for them. You get what I'm saying, B? Like, yeah. Because I think the element that Steph Curry has that Giannis does not have, that some of these other players do not have, is you're not making a concerted effort off ball to fly out at him as he comes off of a double screen, as right. he comes off of a screen, as he's running a split action or passing the ball. Like, he's as deadly without the ball as he is with the ball, which, I mean, how many guys can you say that about? Even Michael Jordan, you couldn't say that about to the degree of Steph Curry. So in that sense, yeah, I can see where he's coming from. Most feared.
Yeah, it's crazy because Bomani was on the other side of the Warriors for so long. A lot of Warrior fans had, spewed a lot of hate towards him.
I'm a believer that Bomani, in terms of his sports opinions of on the court, on the field, says a lot of things that don't make a lot of actual athletic sense. He says a whole lot of nothing, and I don't think he played any sports at any level, so I don't think he understands how to break things down. Because if you listen to some of the stuff that he says, it sounds ridiculous. I'm like, dog, dude, what are you talking about?
Take it, you're not a Bomani Jones fan.
Well, I think he's brilliant. But I also
he's a smart individual.
No,
dude.
I think he's brilliant, but I also think he says a whole lot of, like, when we talk breaking down a game as the game just happened, that's not his strength.
That's not his lane.
And I'd say the same thing about Pablo Torre and some of the other really smart people that are out there. But I think his elements come in other ways.
By the way, Rocco is not happy with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Rocco's not happy with you at all.
Why is that?
Reardon's ashamed of you being part of the Bruce Mahoney. By the way, shameless shout-out, 745. Line them up, 888-957-9570. Shameless shout-outs this week. Shout-out whoever the hell you want to shout-out. Shout-out the weather. Shout-out the rain for being away for a couple days. Shout-out your local playground that you can get to take your kids to. And make sure, you know what? I'm starting to become like you when it comes to playgrounds. Baby Chez is running around the playground. Clean up after yourself, people.
Feel me?
Stop leaving trash around these kids. And these kids, you know they don't know any better. They're picking stuff up. And how many times I got to knock something out of these kids' hands? Clean up after yourself in these playgrounds. I take that personal. Rocco's not happy with you because the Bruce Mahoney I want to hear about. And then you were watching baseball over March Madness last night.
I was. Training. I was.
That's sick. That's disgusting.
Well, Farhan was in the booth last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Sam, why didn't you tell me?
Farhan was in the booth
last night. What did he say?
So he was in the booth last night. He basically said that
Bring this up. Why did you bring this up?
What do you mean, why didn't I bring this up? I mean, you know, back in the day, we had a lot of extra people when interns were a thing. And
no, being on the thread. You should have said, hey, Farhan was in the booth.
I was looking for video to accompany it. I didn't have video to accompany it.
All right, what did he say?
And I don't do what our boss does, Matt Hegan, which is record off the television. That's not my move.
That's a good move.
Yeah, I should have. I probably should have, and I apologize for that. Respect, but they had him on, and they said that 3 guys are going to make the roster because of some of the IL situations that they have. Now, he also referenced
Casey Schmidt.
No, Schmidt is going to start in AAA, which I didn't.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you dead serious?
And then I'm not even shocked by that.
What? But yeah, he is. And I'm like, well, my argument, like, without getting outraged, this I would just say to him, like, Farhan, you don't have a backup shortstop right now. Like, this guy can play shortstop and third base. VR is tender. Crawford's got the knee thing. Like, just talking roster construction, and you can make the, he's got to play every day argument. I'm talking about your team at the big league level literally needs a backup shortstop / third baseman. I would just keep him on the regular roster. That's me.
So summarize what Farhan said.
He said that Bryce Johnson's going to make the team. Bryce Johnson's a speedy outfielder.
He's a majors in steals in spring training.
12 of 12 in his steals, which is another question.
Casey Schmidt starting in AAA. Oh, my God. Oh, sorry, Sasky.
Sean Jelly's going to make the team. He's going to be coming out of the bullpen. All right. They really like his development. He had like, 15 innings and only gave up a couple of runs. And it sounds like Conforto is going to be good to go for the regular season. He's been playing a lot in spring training, but Mitch Haniger is going to be out and Austin Slater is going to be out. Now, they are in love with Austin Slater because he's a pinch hit specialist and he's elite at what he does.
Let's move on. I don't even want to.
What do you mean?
I just.
Oh, and then
Casey Smith's going to start off in AAA.
Yes.
After all that, after we put him in the Hall of Fame this week.
No.
He's going to start off in AAA.
No, he's going to come up right away. I think he's going to come up right away. And then Blake Sable, who was a Rule 5.
What?
Hold on.
I don't care about these other guys right now.
Well, Blake Sable.
No. Yeah, I hear he is crushed, but I don't care about him. Casey Schmidt, I want to stop right there.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you? You're starting the season in Yankee Stadium.
I'm with you.
It's Yankee Stadium against the pinstripes.
That was against Nolan
Ryan at the Astrodome.
Yes, and it's probably one of the few memories of rookies that you could think of off the top of your head.
So you're going to start this kid at AAA. We want to see if he's ready for the big leagues. Hey, kid, first game, Yankee Stadium. Whoa. Aaron Judge is on the other side. Let's go. Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
So Farhan was talking yesterday. It's so funny.
All right, so I have an issue.
I do not think you need to be a Nolan Ryan, a Barry Bonds to be able to evaluate the game. But I do believe, and I'm going to say, I'll go down swinging on this one. And if he proves me wrong, prove me wrong. Farhan's never played baseball at any point in his life. And he's talking about laying off curveballs and sliders for Casey Schmidt. And I instantly was like, what the hell do you know about that? You never got in the batter's box at any point in your life. And you're sitting here evaluating players. I'm telling you, B, they miss the scouting element. Like, this data-driven element, it's sad. To hear him break down, laying off of breaking balls, how did you even begin to know?
I'm disappointed.
You have to have some reference
I'm disappointed
point.
In Farhan. I'm disappointed in you watching practice baseball. A Cleveland Guardians-Giants game. Over March Madness.
Did you know Josh Bell's on the Garden?
No. I know Noel dropped 19 assists in Madison Square Garden last night against Michigan State. I know Gonzaga and UCLA played an absolute sweet 16 classic. Kid came down the court. UCLA takes the lead. Kid comes down from the logo. The S in March Madness. The S. It sinks in from the top.
So
unbelievable. And you're sitting here watching practice baseball. I don't know who I'm more outraged at. Either you for watching that and not watching March.
By the way, Lubman was in the booth.
Lubman tweets out, or he texts us, the owl emoji. And Shassy goes, question mark? And I'm like, oh my God, this guy's not watching March.
No, I'm not watching March. I don't like college basketball.
Upsetting Tennessee. It's basketball.
Look,
you watch high school basketball, JUCO basketball, you watch college basketball.
And that's a hole in my game. You can't watch everything.
Practice baseball? I don't know.
888-957-9570.
Who should I be more outraged at right now on a Frisco Friday? For anxiety, for not bringing up Casey Schmidt, which is asinine to me. Or Shasky for watching practice baseball.
Boy, that's a great question.
So, I just don't know where. Oh my God!
You know, I want to come to Shasky's defense here a little bit for choosing baseball over basketball.
They've only been on TV a couple times.
Yeah, so I was watching the basketball last night. I'll be honest, I did not know that the Giants were actually on TV last night because the TV schedule is so just kind of hit and miss during the spring. If I had known ahead of time the Giants were on TV, I'd probably been watching a little bit more Giants baseball.
Bill Walsh didn't play high-level football. Belichick never played high-level football, but they played at some level, and they had a clear understanding.
Well, how much do you have to play, though?
No, I'm not saying we've
had this conversation before. Like, last year I told you Theo Epstein played a year of high school baseball. Is that enough?
Farhan didn't even play Little League.
Okay, so if I play a year of high school baseball,
he's admitted that. But
he hasn't played baseball whatsoever.
Like Taylor Jenkins right now. And again, each sport is different. But Taylor Jenkins is the only NBA coach who do not play any level of college right now. I'm just saying, like right now. I'm not here saying that you can't understand the game. But when I hear you breaking down the mechanics of laying off sliders and changeups, you look like a fraud. That'd be like me telling Tom Cruise how to do stunts. Come on.
But I mean, Farhan's been in this game for 15 years. Like, you don't think you learn about this game the more you immerse yourself in it? Like, he's been more immersed in this game than you or I have combined. Like, we talk about the sport a lot. We love the sport a lot. Farhan has been in the thick of it, making these sausages that are, you know, the baseball teams that he's been a part of. Like, you don't think that that has any sort of, like, that sticks with him in some sort of way?
I've watched the team that they put together, and I question a lot of the way they go about it. period. Like, and I have since day one. For example, right now you're going to have Jock Peterson and Lamont Wade Jr. at first base. Bonte, what was the biggest problem with the Giants last year besides the hitting and the pitching? It was one of the worst defensive teams that the Giants have fielded in years. And yet, you got two guys that have never played first base, going to play first base on a spotty infield to begin with?
888-957-9570. Shameless shout-outs coming up. We will get to the Warriors, and we'll get back to the depressing-ass Giants with Laura Britt at 920. I just can't. Lovman came in hard. I mean, this is going to be a fascinating baseball season. I am ready for baseball, just for you two. I'll be able to take five-minute lunch breaks during the show while you two argue about Farhan Zaidi. Look, whether they get blown out after the end of the year, the Giants, I think, as a franchise, when it comes to the financials and when it comes to some of these prospects, are in a good spot. Now, I know we're not happy with the prospects of the farm system or where they're ranked. Who cares where they're ranked? Who cares?
18th right now in some rankings.
Who gives a damn? What do they know? What do those guys know?
What do you mean?
What do they know about prospects and rankings and all that stuff? We don't know what these kids can do at the major league level.
No one knows. But the people that do understand the collection of talent around it, and like Melissa Lockhart, who does, did I say it? I think I said it wrong three times this week. Because she knows her stuff, and she knows both the A's and the Giants prospects inside and out. And I trust her feel on it, and I read all her columns, and like, she was one of the people saying last year, Casey Schmidt is rising, and here are the reasons why. Luciano,
he's not rising enough. He's not. He should be starting a Yankee Stadium. Should be starting a Yankee Stadium.
I'm really ticked off because of all the.
We talked 40 minutes to Casey Smith the other day. I'm all pissed off because, you know what? The Giants. I'm going to try to be open minded when it comes to the Giants. But again, hey, go to State Warriors. You know what the Warriors can do? So Marcus Thompson tweeted this out yesterday, and I hope this happens. If the Kings beat the visiting Suns, Warriors beat the Sixers, Sixers beat Phoenix, Pelicans beat the Clippers, a lot of what-ifs and beating. The Warriors could be tied with the Clippers for the number four seed on Sunday morning. Warriors, I need you to get us to May. Get us to May, please. Dear God, this does not sound like a fun team to talk about, the Giants. That's the thing. We want to talk about fun. The Giants don't sound fun at all. Why would he, that's what makes me disappointed in you watching spring training baseball for March Madness. I want to have fun in life.
Well, they may not be fun, Bonte, but they are profitable. This was from Bob Nightingale. He tweeted this out. Forbes had their, top five MLB team values and stuff like that. Top five profits from teams last year in 2022. Mariners, number one, $83.8 million. San Francisco Giants, number two, $74.9 million. And can you guess who number five was?
The Oakland A's.
At made 64 million. 62.
So before we get all outraged.
Shameless shout outs, 888-957-9570. Line them up. I see Alex in Atlanta. Yeah. Line them up.
So before we get outraged on these, Forbes, we have to acknowledge a couple of things here. Number one, there's some guessing going on here, and these aren't their true profit loss margin sheets. Only they have those. And some teams, because of their financial setup, might disclose some of that information. Right. There's a lot that goes into these. And if you talk to people that are in the know, David Sampson being one of them, he thinks a lot of these are crap. No, I'm serious. Hear me out. The Marlins every year would try to quote unquote lose money because then it's a tax write-off for the owner and there's depreciations and all these different ways of filing taxes. So while Forbes has some idea of them, a lot of people are coming up with these valuations are a guesstimate at best, an educated guesstimate, and then the profits, the pure profits, I want to know what the revenue sharing is. I want for the A's particular, because that's going to expire in 2024. I want to know what some of these other costs that are hidden that aren't on here, because that's what the Giants would tell you. Hey, we have expenses that you're not accounting for.
There's nothing like Giants baseball in 2023.
So everyone sees the $75 million in profit. Right. And while that might be true, I'm sure that doesn't paint the entire picture, is what I'm getting at. Because let's be realistic. If you think Forbes has I'm doing taxes at home right now. If you think that, TurboTax knows every single little tiny detail of it, no, they don't. So how the hell is Forbes going to know all these things?
Yep. That's a good question.
Blake Sable.
No, don't do this to me.
Outfielder and third catcher.
Don't do it. Enough. Let's just wait till Laura Britt. Seriously. Let's
Sable's hitting.
Shameless shout outs.
Who's hitting?
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for Shameless Shout Outs on The Morning Roast.
Well, you know you make me wanna.
I mean, mentally, I'm ready for baseball. I don't think I'm mentally ready to talk about Giants baseball. What a sad state of affairs. Like, imagine sitting through that broadcast last night, listening to Farhan Zaidi, the president of baseball operations of the Giants, discuss what's going to happen. And Casey Schmidt, who I've heard about for the last week, I mean, I don't even want to go there, but Casey Smith's not going to, he's going to start in Triple A.
All right, here's my shout-out.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, let me finish. I let you go off a bunch of guys, let me finish. The guy's batting over 400 in spring training.
440.
Best hitter of the club. He's not even going to be able to play Yankee Stadium.
Most hits in spring training. Whole league. 18.
You guys are amped up about Giants baseball? Really? Like, really? This team, honestly, when we talk about fun, March Madness was fun last night. That's what we want in sports, entertainment and fun. This team, just listen to the president of baseball operations. Does he scream fun? Blake Sable, that's where we're at right now? Blake Sable? Oh, we are so down bad with the Giants right now. Oh, God, what a disaster. Shout out, please.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow.
Oh, I'm depressed.
Dante's Boys Foundation. You can go out. www.dantesboys.org. It's helping bury a youth through sports. And we got to donate. They do a lot with Junior Giants. I gave kids from very, very rough backgrounds gloves. They've never had gloves in their life, B. Never played catch in their life. And it's because of foundations like Dante's Boys that sponsors. And they're having two games out at Oracle tomorrow. The Bruce Mahoney, which is Sacred Heart versus SI at noon, gates open at 11, and then Marin Catholic versus San Marin at 3 p.m. Concessions will be open, general admission seating, and maybe a chance for kids who wear their Little League jerseys to run the bases after the second game. You can go get your tickets right now. You can walk up and get them. So I want to shout out all the kids playing in, and my man Aiden McVeigh. He's hurt right now. He has the Tommy John injury, but I'm going to be calling out him. I think I'm going to do some emceeing tomorrow. And the last shout out for me, Matt Sanchu, happy 40th birthday. Played baseball with him. His dad went to school. My dad, I've known him forever. He lives in Texas now. One of the great ballers that I know. Happy birthday, big bro. Happy 40th.
All right. Shout out to Mondo and Team Kid, Jason Kidd Select and Team Kid. They start playing April 8th, and they are loaded. They're always loaded. Also, shout out to Fletcher Middle School and Paula Alto, who are hosting a special Olympics basketball tournament today. That is pretty cool, Travis. Good luck to all the players.
Hell yeah.
Okay, a special Olympics basketball tournament. Fletcher Middle School and Paula Alto. I love that.
That's cool.
Travis and Paula Alto with that one. Also, we got a couple. Oh, wow. How about this? Former SI coach, Don Lippy.
Oh, yeah.
Retiring after 40-plus years. Yeah. An absolute legend. 45 years of coaching Bay Area High School basketball. 900-plus wins. Four state championships. Recently at St. Joe's. Congratulations to Coach Lippy. Coach Lippy. Yeah. Also, shout out to Stephanie Adam. Getting married in the city today. Can't wait to celebrate the big day. Love you guys.
Congratulations.
That is from Conrad.
Yeah, congratulations.
Conrad, right there. All right. Let's go to Alex in Atlanta. Let's spice this thing. Oh, actually, before we get Alex in Atlanta, go. Then with the Spadoni Love, and then with the Clayton in Union City. Spadoni, what you got? Who you shouting out today?
Go. I'm going to do a two for shout out today because I got two Miami Hurricanes teams to shout out. Got my men's basketball team. They're taking on one-seeded Houston at 4 o'clock today. But I'm going to try and have my own on the women's team. The 9-seeded Canes knocking off number one Indiana last week. They got a deal with Villanova today. They're 4.5-point underdogs. Coach Katie Meyerman got those the women's Canes team to their second ever Sweet 16. So hopefully they can get to their first Elite Eight. So go Canes.
Love that.
Austin Reeves, gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
He has attempted 53 free throws in his last four games. That is the most by a Lakers guard in over 10 years. The last one to do it, Kobe Bryant. I'm not comparing him to Kobe, but I'm also not comparing him to Kobe. Austin Reeves, have a week. Yeah. He made himself a lot of money this week.
All right, Alex in Atlanta, what's happening? And now I'm a W Dadder because of the Giants. See, this is what happened with you guys. Alex in Atlanta, what's happening? You're on the roast.
All right, guys, I'm going to try to cheer you up with this one. I'm a bit out of practice, so bear with me. But omedeto nihon, otani-san wa sugogata. Congratulations to Team Japan for winning the World Baseball Classic. They were my pick to win, so they made me look really smart by winning the tournament. And I hope you guys have a great weekend. Thanks for a wonderful show all week.
Thank you, Alex.
That was excellent.
Thank you, Alex. Clayton, Kansas City. Clayton, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Well, I wanted to shout out. I coach youth lacrosse at Pleasanton, so PLC. Nice. They got their PLC night at Foothill High School. I also coach at Foothill, so come on out to Foothill High School today. It's going to be a PLC night.
One of them is the Clayton Valley Little League. They put on patches on all the boys in the 12. I think it's 12 and 11s for Braden Fahey, who passed away last year unexpectedly. Shout out to Fahey family. They're an Excelsior family that everybody knows. My good dear friends Sean, Noel, Pat, right. Brendan. They're family of 13. The Spadonis. I mean, you guys got nothing on them, but. One of the young boys passed away last year, and it was really, really tragic and sad. And the Clayton Valley Little League put patches with his name on them in honor of him. And I thought that was just such a really cool thing. And I wanted to give them some love this morning. Shout out to everybody out there and all those boys and that family. You guys know I love you guys.
I'm going to ask Matt Nahegan in our next show meeting if I could be allowed, if I get permission to smoke weed during Giants baseball segments. Because that would guarantee me not being outraged by this boring, I mean, just, I can't help myself when I think about the Giants. I can't help it, folks. My baseball team that I grew up loving is slow when it comes to pace of play. They're boring. There's no, like, Farhan Zaidi, like, just.
There's not one thing that you're optimistic for the Giants this year?
The crab fries that they're going to sell.
Did you see that?
The crab sandwiches. What about the baseball team?
Stephen Langford was really hyping up the crab fries yesterday. Yeah. He was at the media open house, and he was texting me about them. He hardcore recommends them.
Yeah, I'm all over that. I'm all over that.
We should get Stephen in next week to do a hit on Giants baseball. He knows his stuff. A good ball player, too, himself.
But the team on the field, the manager. All right. Like, honestly, can I just... Hey, boss man, Matt Nahegan, Petey, can I just bring... Somebody give me a pipe. I'll just have a nug. I'll just blow some tree before we talk Giants. That's the only way I'm going to get through Giants talk. I swear to God. That whole thing killed my buzz. March Madness games were fantastic last night. And I got to hear about Farhan saying, yeah, we're not going to bring up Casey Smith. He's going to start off in AAA. Why? What sense does it make? I don't care... I don't care about service time. I don't care about any of that. Just bring the kid up.
1 week from today, they will have already played their one game against the Yankees. And 2 weeks from today, home opener against the Royals.
And we're going to start off with Casey Smith in AAA, who I had to hear about all week long.
It's only going
to
be a couple of weeks, I think.
I was high when
Why?
I said that.
Because they want him to work on some things. I'm not
what
that
does
outraged.
He need to work on?
I would love to see him break camp. If
Brandon Crawford says he has a great glove, and he's got the best glove he's ever seen on the infield.
And you're a
next
team
tool.
That needs to have defense improved because of your lack of mobility.
So you're going to start this guy off at AAA?
Well, from a 25-man roster perspective, I agree with you.
But I think
if they've got some bigger blueprint, I'm not trying to cape up for them. Yeah. I'm trying to think what their explanation would be, and it would be probably, hey, we don't think he'd get every day at bats, and right now this point in his career, he needs every day at bats.
But why?
But
why wouldn't he get every day at bats on this roster?
Well, because they would say they have VR. In his way, and Flores, and I would say VR, I'm interested to see, but Flores, like, come on. You can't have Flores.
Lubman, help me out here.
And they need a backup shortstop. So, like, that to me is the biggest. If you were making the biggest argument, it would be like, hey, Estrada really isn't a great shortstop. I mean, he's barely a good second baseman. So to have him as your backup shortstop when you know your starting shortstop at 35 years old has kind of a questionable knee, might as well just start him on the big league club where he can get all of the tech and all of the better coaching and all of the better facilities and all of the better nutrition and all of the better everything. Like, everything at the big league level is better. So to me, I know that there's an everyday at-bat element. I would much rather have him be in this environment in these settings. That's what my argument
is. Look, man, how can you cape for Farhan after this?
I think a great way to cape for Farhan is to just not worry about it and go to the injury report instead.
You know, we cape so hard for the Giants in this market. I'm being dead serious. If this was the Golden State Warriors with that roster that the Giants are presenting to us, everybody would be ripping them, and it'd be fair game. We'd be ripping Kerr. We have ripped Kerr. He's a four-time champ. Why do the Giants get such a big pass in this market?
Can we talk about this on the other side?
Why do they, Shasky? They really get a big pass in this market, and it's starting to bother me. We ripped Shanahan and Lynch and the Niners, and they brought us nothing but joy.
I know.
Nothing but joy.
And they won big
games.
Yeah.
Warriors have brought us nothing but joy.
And they've assembled star-studded teams.
I'm hearing the last 30 minutes you guys came for the Giants, and I'm just, it's making me sick to my stomach. It's kind of making me sick to my stomach.
Trying to accept what the reality is.
I can't accept the reality.
But I'm also optimistic because it's the beginning of the year.
Why is the reality acceptable?
Let's talk about it.
Why is the reality acceptable in this market? Why? Gary Payton II, that's some damn good news. He's coming back on Sunday against the T-Wolves. That's your injury report brought to you by Boxer Girls, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. So it's coming up on the game, sponsored by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Maybe I'll go to the bathroom, take a little, we'll talk more Giants. We got Tom McGinnis coming up, though, at 8:30. Tom McGinnis, we'll get into some basketball. Warriors basketball. The champs. Guys who hang banners. And they'll sell you some crab fries. It's coming up on the roast.
Hey, we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.